Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eric Reed, the TV play-by-play man for the Miami Heat, joins us right now on the Zach Gelb Show. Eric, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing well, Zach. It's always great when your team is in a Final Four, if you understand my drift there.
Yes. So this is a very interesting series because it looked like Miami was surprisingly going to quickly dispose of the Boston Celtics when they were up 3-0. Then they lose that game 4 last night. They just didn't show up. Everyone talks about momentum is shifting now to Boston. Are you ready to go there? Because I still feel like I feel good about Miami winning this game 6 coming up tomorrow night.
Well, each game's its own separate entity, Zach, and really doesn't have anything to do with the game that passed. Other than, you know, in every playoff series, I think there's one general rule. Can the team that won the previous game match the energy and urgency of the team that's coming off a loss? So, listen, give Boston credit. The last two games they have played like they are capable of, and to be honest with you, like we expected they would through the whole series. Give Miami credit for containing them over the first three games, contain their three-point shooting, controlled their own turnovers, and played the game on their terms over the last two games. You know, I look at it, the Celtics over 50% from the field in both, 18 threes in one, 16 in the game last night, for 16 turnovers in both of their wins. And when you're getting 27 points a game off turnovers and averaging 17 threes a game, that's going to be tough to beat. And plus, the way their backcourt played last night, Zach, listen, if Derek White and Marcus Smart can do that again, then yes, the Celtics have momentum. You know, that's what made them, you know, really powerful last night. You know you're going to get it from Tatum and Brown. But White and Smart outscored Strus and Lowry. I think it was 47-8. And that just can't happen again if the Heat are going to win another game in this series.
Oh, that's the key to the series, and that's the key to Boston. If they get to 40% or more from three, they're basically unbeatable. How does Miami go back to making them struggle from three where they were earlier in this series?
You know, it's crazy as it sounds, Zach. I really think it starts on the offensive end for Miami. I think that's where the Heat lost the last two games, and that's how the Celtics are getting their offense going. They're turning Miami over. They're speeding up the tempo of the game. Many of their threes are coming in transition. They're getting a lot of wide-open looks, and shots are dropping for them now. So the Heat got to control their turnovers and really run the offense through Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. They're Miami's best two players, and they've got to play like that in the game tomorrow night. You know, Bam has had three tough games in a row offensively. The Celtics, you know, after a really strong start to the series, the Celtics are sending two and sometimes three defenders at him to try to clog the middle. They're doing the same with Butler. Listen, Joe Mazzulla got a lot of criticism early. He's made a couple of shrewd moves as this series has progressed. Why Grant Williams wasn't in the rotation at the beginning, that's a question for him to answer. But he's been a factor since being put back in. and making the change after starting Robert Williams the first two games at center alongside Horford, taking him out, putting Derek White in, has made them a little smaller, but a lot quicker. I think better defensively, believe it or not, and much better offensively.
Eric Reed here with us, the TV play-by-play man for the Miami Heat. Do you expect Gabe Vincent to give it a go tomorrow night?
I hope so. You know, listen, I don't know the severity of his injury, so I'm just guessing. Based on who he is, how mentally and emotionally strong he is, how much he will want to play, I think he will. You know, sometimes when guys play with injuries, it's not whether they'll play or not, it's how well can they play with those injuries. So, listen, Gabe's been a huge part of it. It's not that he's the quote-unquote point guard. He's not the quarterback of the offense. That's Jimmy Butler. But Gabe gives you 94 feet of defense, potentially a strong three-point shooter, and a guy that has fared well against Jaylen Brown in this series. The Heat clearly missed him, although I did think Haywood Highsmith earned another look. He was really good for Miami, and as a guy that can defend Tatum or Brown, played 33 minutes in the last game for Miami after playing seven scoreless minutes in the series prior to last night.
Did you have a problem at all with the Heat's effort last night, Eric Reed?
You know, yes, I think we all did, and it was too passive. You know, only 10 free throw attempts. Again, only 78 field goal attempts. The 16 turnovers hurt them. Boston, you know, the offensive rebounds, when it ended up, it was only 12-10 Boston. But when the Celtics offensive boarded last night, it was debilitating because, they shot pretty well over 50%. They were 40% from three, and too many guys were on target for Miami to deal with. And listen, last two games, the Heat, 96 and 97 points. This is a team that was averaging 120 in the series prior to the last two, average 124 in the first round series against the Bucks. The Knicks series was different, much lower scoring. But listen, this is really not a surprise. A shock would have been a sweep.
Yeah.
Boston's too good for that. This is really the kind of series we anticipated it would be. The gut-twisting turns of a typical playoff series. And we'll see if, listen, the Heat going to get their third chance tomorrow night, and it's probably, let's be real, it's not their last chance, but it's their best chance to win this series in front of their home crowd.
I know anything could happen in a Game 7, but it feels like this series gets decided tomorrow night. Clearly, if the Heat win, they're off to the NBA Finals, but if this goes back to Boston, with Boston, and I know they have not been great at home, but they have a Game 7 in that building, it's going to be tough to pick against the Celtics in a Game 7.
Listen, obviously, but who's picking the Heat? They've been an underdog in pretty much every playoff game they've had. There may be one or two that they've been favorite. Nobody expected the Heat to still be here, and nobody down here is thinking about Game 7. In the playoffs, it's all about staying in that present moment and not make it too big. For sure, it's not going to be too small. Everybody knows what both teams are playing for. It's an ultimate matchup. It really is. Think about it. The Heat is a win away from going to the finals for the seventh time in franchise history. And the Celtics know there's no margin for error. Their season ends with a loss. You can't ask for a better stage or better competition. We're all looking forward to what we think is going to be a great and memorable Game 6. And listen, it took the Heat 6 to beat the Knicks. So to think you were going to get rid of the Celtics sooner than that was probably foolish. And we'll see if the Heat can do what they've done. They have not trailed in a playoff series yet this year. Tomorrow, again, a great chance to do it. And I think it's going to take a great effort from their best player, Jimmy Butler. He's the leader. He's got the swagger and the confidence and the talent and the skill and the will to back it up. I think he's got to have a super aggressive game. You know, he took 10 shots last night. To me, I hope he's over 20 shots and over 30 points. I think that would enhance Miami's chances, obviously, of winning that game tomorrow.
And I gotta believe that Jimmy's going to have a monster game tonight after what, let's just call it what it was a bad Game 5. Being in that home building, I know they had a chance earlier to close him out at home, but feeling all the pressure, I kind of expect Butler to show up big tomorrow night and win this series, Eric.
I know he's going to try his hardest. And, you know, listen, we call him Playoff Jimmy for a reason. He plays at an extraordinary level in the postseason. Nobody more than Jimmy remembers how painful it was to lose in Game 7 at home to these Celtics in last year's conference finals. Remember, the Heat lost 3 games at home in that series to Boston. They got a chance to atone for that. This whole season is about getting back to this moment. And no matter how it goes for Jimmy, the intent, the purpose, the mission, he knows what it's all about and what is expected of him. And listen, he's usually great at figuring out what his team needs for him to win the get that game that they're in. And tomorrow night, that is plenty. A lot will be asked of and expected of Jimmy Butler. He's Miami's best player.
I sometimes think the guaranteeing of a game gets a little blown out of proportion, because what do you expect a player to say? Oh, we're going to go out there and lose a game, a playoff game? Like, you would never hear that from someone. But what did you make about Jimmy's comments after the game last night?
Typical of Jimmy. We did an interview with him that sort of got retweeted. It resurfaced this week. It was middle of the season, or around the All-Star break, I would say. And the Heat were starting to turn it around. And we did a post-game interview with him after a Heat win. I said, what are you expecting out of the second half? And he just deadpanned a championship. That's a little bit about how the Heat are wired and built and what they're playing for each year. And, you know, they're a win away from getting to compete for a championship against a great Denver team. But listen, Boston had the second best record in the league. They went to the finals a year ago. It is a tough, proud, talented group. If the Heat get it done, it's a stunning, major accomplishment. You know, Miami's trying to make that kind of history. It's not about being, you know, the first eighth seed since, you know, 99 to make the finals. They're trying to win this game tomorrow and then go out and try to win themselves an NBA championship.
One last thing on a side note with Miami. If they go to the NBA finals, what's the status of Tyler Hero looking like?
Don't know. The cast is off. Obviously, everybody saw him shooting around before the last game. Who knows? You know, I think the original timetable was sort of figured in, well, if the Heat were ever to make the finals. Remember, he got hurt in the very first playoff game, that game one win at Milwaukee. Broke his hand, severe broken hand. I don't know if it's realistic or not, but we'll just have to wait and see. He's not playing tomorrow. That much we know.
Eric Reed, we appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the series. Thanks so much.
Hope to. Thank you.
There you go. Eric Reed joining us, the TV play-by-play man for the Miami Heat. We will take a break. When we come on back, a new report about LeBron James and his future. We'll get to all that on the other side.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.